You're listening to SBS News.
One of Australia's largest construction companies has been plunged into administration. Tradies at more than a dozen major pro-build building projects across the country gathered their belongings as sites shut down. Hundreds of pro-build employees and many more subcontractors are left in the lurch. Jason O'Dwyer is from Master Electricians Australia.
It can lead to family breakups, bankruptcies, and can lead to also suicides of people because they are on that edge and they're looking after their families.
The firm is among 18 companies in the WBHO Australia group placed into administration. Their South Africa-based parent company is blaming Australia's hardline COVID-19 pandemic response. It tried to sell ProBuild in 2020, but Australian Foreign Investment Review Board approval couldn't be secured. Voluntary Administrator Deloitte says its immediate focus will be to undertake an urgent assessment of the entity's financial positions and work with key stakeholders to stabilise the business and projects where possible. ProBuild says it's pursuing several options to raise the capital needed to continue. But there are concerns that soaring material costs and labour shortages could force more construction companies into administration. Megan Peacock is the Policy and Media Director at Master Builders Victoria.
Builders are wearing costs because they're locked into contracts and costs are actually going up monthly. So they might have generally, before COVID, gone up 6 monthly and before supply shortages, gone up at a, 12-monthly, 6-monthly basis.
The cost of building went up 2.5% in the December quarter, the biggest lift in 21 years. ComSec Chief Economist Craig James hopes conditions will ease as the Omicron peak passes.
As that peak goes further off into the distance and we get more normality in terms of people's normal work days, we are going to see more tradesmen at their posts, more building materials being produced.
There are calls for the establishment of a national building trust account scheme to protect subcontractors, employees and customers when companies falter. Jason O'Dwyer says one state has already moved in that direction.
It's not that hard to actually have money in the bank account waiting to pay for the work that you've engaged someone for. That's what we're asking for from all the state governments. It's not a hard process. The Queensland government has already done it.
If someone you know needs help, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.